Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh.
Heather had an observation, and I'm not going to let this go. You brought in your own salt and pepper concoction there?
No. But it's just my own salt.
But it's not like in a salt shaker. It's in a teeny tiny Tupperware where you have to sprinkle it with your fingers.
All I had was that at home. So, and it's been at my desk for, I don't know, the past 6 months.
And you do know there is a kitchen here with salt
and
shakers.
Pepper,
I know, but I can never really count on the fact that there's going to be salt in there or that the salt will actually be functional, because I've gone back there before and it's all been kind of like crystallized on top. You can't get any salt out. It's like trying to use the Parmesan cheese on top of the pizza. Like, you can't get enough out, so you got to unscrew it and then just kind of dabble it on. So I brought my own.
What are you eating over there?
Fascinating.
Eggs.
Okay.
Yeah. Hard-boiled eggs.
I walked back there and I thought, it's too early for ice cream. They do have ice cream in the little bistro back.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
But there's no spoon, so I had to do like the real, I'm like, I have to
see,
go
this is why I bring my own stuff.
Huh.
You never know.
Like, what kind of ice cream? Like the kind that comes with those little like,
no, I wish it
wooden
had
spoons?
No, it's like the Haagen-Dazs, but they're like little tiny ones.
Yeah, bite sized.
And it's strawberry only in there. I don't know how we feel about strawberry ice cream.
Not a big fan.
Yeah, I knew.
I like strawberry.
I don't mind it. So I initially thought, oh, ice cream, Jim. It's too early for ice cream. Also,
Exactly. Whoa, it's never too early for ice cream. I am coming down off the trip to Disney, so I am trying to get back onto reasonable eating, which is why I've got the hard-boiled eggs this morning.
Let me rephrase. I have eaten ice cream this early in the morning. It is too early to eat ice cream without being judged. I feel like if I was eating ice cream,
you're not going to be judged in here.
Not in this safe space.
No.
Greg, you want no judgment if I go get some ice cream in the next...
Yeah, sure. Do that.
He used to eat pork rinds and peanut butter every morning, so I think you're
all
okay.
All for it, yeah. Now, if it was vegan ice cream, I would get after you a little bit.
You got to have dairy. I mean, that's ice cream, right? The creamery and...
Yes.
Just say it's a dairy serving.
It's like yogurt.
Yeah.
Frozen.
It's like a glass of milk in the morning.
By the way, John, this behavior of bringing your own salt, very strange and so unconventional. I love it.
Of course.
You're welcome.
He does.
Yeah.
It was just interesting to see you over there. Like, it was like you were
just,
like,
yeah, I'm chef.
Bam.
Just a little pinch, here and there. Yeah.
Hard boiled egg.
The way you said it though, you were like, what are you doing over there?
It was very much, looking down upon my culinary.
Not necessarily looking down, just questioning.
Inquisitive.
Yes. So now you guys know the full story.
So what else do you have? Do you have like Italian seasoning? You got garlic powder, a little onion powder?
No, I'm going to have to go over there. I've got some dirty coffee mugs that are seasoning by themselves.
Okay.
That would be it.
All right, Colt Keith.
Nice transition.
Speaking of salty.
Is this salty to bring up? Yeah, he was kind of salty about the long fly ball he hit on Sunday. 383-foot fly out. Would have been a home run in 15 of 30 MLB ballparks. Evan Petzold of the Free Press did a little number crunching. So half the ballparks it would have been a home run, half it wouldn't. Colt Keith, who is still searching for his first home run, said, quote, That's over the road in Erie, bro. That's out of the stadium in Toledo. I don't know. I got to hit my homers on the road. It's a big park, end quote. Couple things, bro. We could send you down to Erie if you want to hit home runs, or Toledo if you're more inclined. You were in the majors, and half of your games are on the road where you have zero home runs. You're not the first Tiger to make these complaints. This is the ballpark for both teams. Go hit a bunch of doubles and triples. You're a second baseman. Come on. I mean, no one's expecting you to hit 30 home runs as a rookie. I don't know where this is coming from, but I don't think
it's coming from his frustration of not being able to hit home runs at the major league level. And this is where I'm not going to throw him under the bus because he's a young guy, but this is case in point of rookies are seen and not heard. Now, I know somebody asked him the question or he elaborated on a question, but as a rookie, you keep the answers brief. You keep them all, you know, your personal opinions out of it, facts only, until you understand, because this is something that we have heard year in, year out over the course of the life of Comerica Park. And we also,
going into
last year where they adjusted the height of the fences and the dimensions of center field, not, you know, in any terrifically measurable amounts, but this is something that we have heard about for a number of years. Colt Keith has not. This is his first experience. I'm sure he is getting a veteran's perspective on this today, son. It's probably best not to say, well, that would have been a home run in 15 other ballparks or in Toledo or in any other, you know, minor league ballpark or high school ballpark. This is the major leagues. This is where you are playing.
Bottom line is, half the ballparks, it wouldn't have been a home run. It would have been allowed out in half the ballparks.
Right.
So hit the weight room. And I, John, you said when you're rookie or you're a young guy, maybe, you know, stick to the facts. I don't mind when guys have opinions and personality and step. But then, you know, this is
why they call it a sophomore season.
But this is part of it. You know, you're not maybe giving the most informed perspective.
Right. Seen and not heard.
248-539-9797. Colt Keith, I mean, listen, we could say he's got better approach at the plate. And we're seeing some of the good things and hard contact. He still does not have a home run. He's had a ton of at-bats this season. It's why we've talked about whether he needs a stint to Toledo. And I don't know. I mean, Torque eventually hit a home run. I think Keith will eventually hit a home run.
Sure.
But the question will be, how much lost time has there been this year by letting these guys struggle for a good chunk of the season?
Well, it'll all depend on where they go, what they do. And for Colt Keith, this is what we were talking about, you know, in year one of Spencer Torkelson, watching Spencer Torkelson grow up in front of our eyes and struggle, more importantly, not necessarily grow up, but struggle. And then we thought we hit what was supposed to be the 1-1 that Spencer Torkelson was drafted when he hit 31 home runs, a majority of those coming after the All-Star break last year. And now for Spencer Torkelson, we're 40 games into this season and he has his first home run. I think Colt Keith is going to be more consistent. He's just not there yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.